Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 66 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Lakin Hupp.
People should be able to go grab the beer, sit out on one of the new tables, and watch from across the street.
A new mural is being painted in downtown Moorhead.
A local brewery is hosting outside festivities for St. Patrick's Day.
Two Moorhead State physics professors were awarded grants for light pollution research.
MSU's 24-hour Giving Day kicks off tomorrow.
1 million Kentucky residents have been vaccinated for COVID-19.
In sports, MSU baseball and soccer are in action this afternoon.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
A chance of sprinkles this evening, mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 44. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
A new mural is being installed this week on Main Street in Moorhead. As part of an ongoing public art movement, a mural is being installed on the front of the Pasquale's building on Main Street by Often Seen, Rarely Spoken, a company out of Louisville. Melissa Youngbluth is the director of the Golden Yang Arts Gallery at Moorhead State University and has been working with community leaders on the project. She says a similar program she worked on in Florida led to big changes in the community.
Between the murals getting installed and a lot of things like breweries opening up and restaurants that were privately owned restaurants, there was a huge economic boom. And there's enough murals now to where there's tours and they're just really a driving force for making people come stay in St. Petersburg, Florida for vacation because it's a big part of the atmosphere.
The mural is scheduled to be complete by Wednesday evening. Organizers are inviting residents to spend time watching the installation on the new seating at Bats and Oats and support downtown businesses.
The Stallstone Brewing Company in Moorhead will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year with a bottle release of a new beer. Called Finley's Irish Stout, the brew is a barrel-aged and will be available in 22-ounce bottles beginning Wednesday. Derek Caskey is one of the owners of Stallstone. He says the release is one of the several things that will be going on that day.
We have a barrel-aged Irish stout. It sat in the barrels for about 4.5 months. We're going to do a bottle release for that, starting at 2 as soon as we open. At 5:30, we have live music out on the street, and we got some other exciting things too. We'll be serving black and tans all day. And we'll be closing at 10, and everyone's welcome to bring food in, whatever they want.
Caskey adds the pandemic has left Stallstone with ample time to get caught up with brewing, as they now offer 17 of their own concoctions. That's up from just 4 brews when they first began operations in late 2019.
Two Moorhead State University physics professors received grants for light pollution research. Dr. Jennifer Burrell and Dr. Kevin Adkins were awarded 2 grants totaling $5,000 for their Eastern Kentucky Light at Night project. The project will educate K-12 teachers and students about the harmful effects of light pollution on ecosystems and human health. Another main objective is to help students become more interested in physics. Burrell says many students do not know how physics can impact environmental research.
We have a lot of people who are concerned about the environment as students, and they want to go into environmental science, and most of them see the path to that as biology or maybe chemistry. But it turns out that there's a whole branch of physics called environmental physics, where the physics contribution to that is looking at things like light pollution and other forms of energy generation / energy waste.
Light pollution can cause major disruptions to entire ecosystems. The professors encourage individuals to turn off unneeded lights at night.
The 8th annual 24-hour Giving Day hosted by Moorhead State University will take place on Wednesday. WMKY's Carla Haight has the story.
Nearly every year since 2013, Moorhead State University has hosted an annual 24-hour Giving Day to raise donors and dollars for university needs. The 8th annual event will take place this year on St. Patrick's Day. With a goal of 500 gifts in 24 hours, the event is an opportunity for Eagles across the country to give what they can to make a difference for current and future Eagles. The event raises funds for student scholarships and supports student programs and projects. It is open to all MSU alumni and friends, and gifts to all funds are welcome. To participate in the Giving Day, visit alumni.moreheadstate.edu/24. For WMKY News, I'm Carla Haight.
The Carl Perkins Center in Moorhead has been busy today. Many people came out to receive their dose of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Gateway District Health Department Director Greg Brewer tells WKYT he's hopeful for more of the vaccines each week.
We will be receiving 200 of the Johnson & Johnson weekly. So what I've asked is I'm wanting to flip-flop that to 500 of the Johnson & Johnson to 200 of the Moderna in case some people in the community still want Moderna.
Brewer says the Johnson & Johnson version of the vaccine is easier on people who live in rural areas.
Kentucky has passed a milestone in its ongoing efforts to deliver COVID-19 vaccinations. Roughly 3 months after the first frontline healthcare workers began receiving the shots, Kentucky marked its 1 millionth vaccination Monday. 8 residents who had been scheduled to receive the injection at Franklin County Health Department were instead invited to the Capitol to mark the occasion. Governor Andy Beshear said the state is significantly ahead of where it's expected to be right now.
The better news is it keeps picking up. I expect that if our pharmaceutical manufacturers continue their rate, that we might beat that May 31st deadline as well.
President Biden is hoping by the deadline, all states would be equipped with enough doses to vaccinate every adult who wants one. Kentucky marked a 9-week decline in new coronavirus cases over the weekend, while the state's positivity rate is now below 4%. Experts warn, however, that new variants of the virus have potential to send those numbers back up again.
While some dollars included in the $1.9 trillion federal relief package began showing up in people's bank accounts over the weekend, decisions about the state's portion could be put on hold. The governor and the GOP-controlled legislature are working to reach a deal on how to spend the $2.4 billion headed to Kentucky, but the clock is ticking. Just a handful of days remain in the 2021 session, and the General Assembly is attaching its own strings to the money. Under a recently released budget proposal, Governor Andy Beshear would need the legislature's okay to spend the stimulus dollars.
Where the American Recovery Act funds go, I think, is an issue of federal law. But I hope it's not an issue we have to reach. We've had several meetings with leadership. We've laid out a specific plan. We're still in talks on that.
Though the federal dollars come with limits on how they can be spent, the state is allowed some leeway. The governor has pushed for legislature to think big and provide substantial investments in things like broadband and clean water projects. The Republican-drafted plan would require new budget legislation or a special session to get those rescue dollars flowing. The language marks a change from last year's budget, which did not place the same restrictions on federal CARES Act money.
A bill guaranteeing Kentucky's constitution contains no protections for abortion rights sped towards the Senate Monday. Proponents say the amendment would not prevent future legislatures from expanding abortion access if they choose to, but it would stop any further court ruling from inventing a state constitutional right to abortion. That, according to the Republican sponsor Joe Fisher, could overturn abortion laws already passed by the General Assembly. Critics of the measure view the amendment part of a string of bills meant to chip away at and ultimately eliminate all access to abortion in the state. Jackie McGranahan is with the ACLU of Kentucky.
The proposed language in House Bill 91 seeks to add to Kentucky's constitution begins with this phrase, to protect human life. And in some cases, people decide to have an abortion to protect their lives. And every person's situation is different, and we should respect that this is their decision to make.
The language does not include exemptions in cases of rape, incest, or if the life of a mother is in danger. The amendment, which is primed to pass and survive any veto by the governor, would also need the approval of Kentuckians at the ballot box.
A moratorium set to be lifted at the end of March has many tenants in jeopardy of being evicted. The recent $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act did not renew that moratorium. Jesse Tingle is a 30-year-old Kentucky woman with 3 autoimmune disorders who has struggled to find safe work during the pandemic. She tells LAX 18 late fees and past month's rent bills have mounted, and her landlord is taking her to court.
I've been trying to work out some type of payment plan with them. I've been trying to at least pay the current month's rent so I'm not continuing to accrue late fees.
When the moratorium ends, Tingle says if she doesn't pay the entire past due balance, her next option would be to live in her car.
Coyote sightings are on the rise this time of year, and there is a reason why. According to the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources, it is coyote breeding season. Wildlife biologist Laura Palmer tells WKYT, coyotes have been spotted pretty much everywhere in the U.S., and Kentucky is no exception.
Any sort of kind of abandoned groundhog burrows or brush piles, anything like that. So those can be areas that you would need to look out for in suburban or urban areas.
Coyotes can live in any climate. Palmer says coyotes are spotted again in the late spring searching for food for their pups.
A hiker from Florida was found after getting lost on a trail in the Daniel Boone National Forest, WMKY's Levi Bryan reports.
The Powell County Search and Rescue Team received a call at about 8 p.m. Sunday for an overdue hiker at Natural Bridge State Park. The hiker, vacationing with his family from Florida, parted ways with them at the Battleship Rock Trailhead. He continued hiking out of the search area but was found nearby a couple hours after the team reconvened on Monday morning. Luckily, the man was well prepared for a night in the wilderness and came out of the ordeal with just a few scratches. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Levi Bryan.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Wednesday night showers likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 p.m., low around 54. Thursday showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 68. Thursday night showers likely with a low around 41. Friday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 49.
On our feature segment today, Morehead State University's Master in Behavioral Sciences program earned a top 20 ranking from Best Value Schools. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
The programs highlighted by the award included the Master of Science in Clinical Psychology. Dr. Daniel Maitland is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at MSU. He says the program met bestvalueschools.org standards.
Looking at a number of variables, such as the cost of tuition, as well as the number of faculty members, among other things.
The faculty-student ratio is one of the program's biggest points of pride.
And what that means is we get a lot of individual attention going to our students. They're able to receive a lot of sit-down time if they want with faculty members, and really have the ability to get the one-on-one mentoring and advising that will get them to the point where they want to be in their career.
The award also highlights the program's cost effectiveness.
And that's not just that we're cheap, but it means that we are a relatively affordable program while also having the advantage of a lot of faculty time with students.
The program has experienced clinicians teaching students as well as new faculty members, which creates a unique balance for training.
Myself and Dr. Elizabeth Nielsen just joined the department last year. And so we're really, newer in our careers, and we're bringing a lot of energy and a lot of kind of the recent changes in the field of psychology that we were taught having just come out of school.
The program also has a special role to play in Eastern Kentucky.
There's really not any master's offering programs anywhere near here. There's UK, but UK is a much different program than what we offer.
Faculty ensures they're emphasizing specific community needs.
Looking at getting our practicum and internship students training in substance use and abuse, looking at the dissemination of evidence-based practice and trying to increase the scientific rigor of the practitioners in the region, and recognizing that we're going to be one of the primary places that trains the individuals providing mental health services to Eastern Kentucky.
Dr. Maitland says he hopes students around the country can see the award as an advertisement of the Master's of Science in Clinical Psychology program here at Morehead State University. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.
Support for MSPR comes from Main Street Medical Associates, 214 East Main Street in Morehead. Main Street Medical Associates is now open to the Morehead community, providing primary care and addiction services with counseling by board-certified and licensed providers. Same-day and next-day appointments for primary care, medical evaluations, occupational exams, physicals, and addiction services. In-office or telemedicine available by appointment by calling 606-784-8682. That's 784-8682. Main Street Medical Associates on Facebook and online at mainstreetmedical.live.
It's 66 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Lakin Hupp and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Sarah Mead has a look at sports coming up, but first I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this lovely Tuesday evening.
Morehead State soccer and baseball are in action this afternoon. For WMKY Sports, I'm Sarah Mead. Morehead State soccer is set for its fifth contest of the season this afternoon, meeting with UT Martin. The Eagles are hoping to grab their first win of the season after a 2-0 loss to Eastern Kentucky on Friday dropped them to 0-4 on the year. Head coach Warren Lipka says executing on opportunities has been the downfall for MSU this season, as the club has only managed one goal so far.
It's been tough. I mean, the girls have been just battling. I mean, I don't know if you saw, but in our first four games in 2019, we had 24 shots. Our first four games in 2021, we have 46 shots. So, you know, we're creating them. We're defending well. We're just not rewarding ourselves, and we're not finishing our opportunities.
The match began at 3 p.m. at Jane Stadium. Live stats are available at msueagles.com. After claiming a series victory in its first Ohio Valley Conference series of the year, taking two of the three games from in-state rival Eastern Kentucky, Morehead State Baseball embarks outside conference play for a two-game midweek series. The Eagles are on the field for Game 1 with West Virginia Mountaineers this afternoon in Morgantown. Head coach Mick Aoki says the game will rely heavily on its pitching staff.
Will Lozenak will start, and we'll probably use a decent chunk of the pitching staff today. You know, don't extend anybody too much with the game tomorrow. Probably use some guys, you know, back-to-back days.
First pitch for Game 2 will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. District tournament play gets underway for girls' high school teams in the area this evening. Round will be at home for the first round of the 61st district tournament against Bath County. Coach Matt Stokes says he's expecting some tough competition from the Lady Cats, so he made sure to give his girls some downtime before the game.
They really needed it. I think, you know, all of us needed it. I needed a couple days break. You know, it felt like we had gone for about three straight weeks without a day off, and that's usually not us. And when we missed so much this season, we just had a lot we still had to get in. So they got a couple days off. We practiced yesterday. We had a really good practice. So hopefully we'll get another really good one in today before we play tomorrow night.
Tip-off in Morehead tonight is set for 7 o'clock. Taking a look at other girls' district matchups this evening, Menifee County will take on Fleming County at home for the other 61st district game. In the 62nd district, West Carter and Elliott County will face off at East Carter, and Morgan and East Carter will be at Elliott County. All of those games will tip off at 7 o'clock. All games for the 63rd District will take place at Raceland. First up is Russell against Raceland at 5:30, followed by Lewis County and Greenup County at 8 o'clock. And in the 64th District, Ashland Blazer is set to play Rose Hill Christian at Boyd County Middle School at 6 o'clock. The winner will face Boyd County in the district championship game tomorrow evening. The championship matchups for area boys district tournaments are almost set. WMKY's Carla Haight reports.
Round took down Menifee, and Bath County got the win over Fleming last night, making the Vikings and Lions the contenders for the 61st District Championship. Facing off for the 62nd District Championship is West Carter and Elliott County. West Carter was the victor over Morgan County, and Elliott County had to take down East Carter in the first round to clinch their spots. Lewis County will take on Raceland for the top spot in the 63rd District after beating Russell and Greenup County, respectively. The championship matchup for the 64th district will be decided tonight.
The winner of tonight's game between Ashland Blazer and Rose Hill Christian will face Boyd County for the top prize there tomorrow evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Carla Haight.
And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Sarah Mead.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Mountain Arts Center, presenting the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards Saturday, March 20th at 7 p.m. A virtual event, tickets can be purchased online at cmh23.com. Awards presented by the Mountain Arts Center, Big Sandy Community and Technical College, Prestonsburg Tourism, CMH23, Highlands ARH, and UK Healthcare Markey Cancer Center. The Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards on Saturday, March 20th. Tickets and information online at cmh23.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell from its recent record high and snapped a seven-day winning streak ahead of the Federal Reserve's upcoming policy announcement. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a loss of 127.77 at 32,825.69. And the S&P 500, not down quite as much percentage-wise, down 6.24 at 3962.71. And the NASDAQ Composite bucking the trend on strength in big tech with a gain of 11.86 at 13,471.57. Despite the recent records the market has made, there is growing concern that interest rates may continue to climb, which could potentially derail the equities markets. Treasury bond, or I should say 10-year treasuries, did inch up today to 1.62% in afternoon trading. And traders will get more guidance from the Federal Reserve on rates and inflation tomorrow at the conclusion of their two-day meeting, when they will hold a press conference. And in the energy markets today, oil continued to back off just a little bit from recent highs, finishing with a loss of 1.8% at $64.55 a barrel. Gold was up 0.8% at $1,730.80 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX down $1.54 at $91.94. PPL Energy up 5 cents at $28.30. App Harvest down $1.39 at $23.12. Marathon Petroleum down $1.65 at $56.21. Fifth Third Bank down 54 cents at $37.88. And Walmart was down 4 cents to finish at $133.39. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking another look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Wednesday night showers likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 p.m., low around 54. Thursday showers are possible and a thunderstorm, high near 67. Thursday night showers likely with a low around 41. Friday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 49.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Carrie Stambo, Rachel Turner, Carla Haight, Levi Bryan, Megan Jones, Sarah Mead, Daria Denisenko, and Wiley Tanner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Rachel Turner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Lake and Hupp and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.